After Paramount's Smile was a box office hit, it's no surprise they made a bigger and louder sequel.
Something really crazy is happening to me.
I keep seeing this face everywhere.
Smile 2 follows a troubled pop star on the verge of a world tour. She witnesses a traumatic event and then discovers an entity has attached itself to her, appearing as horrifying visions of people smiling.
This thing is a parasite. You witnessed a death. Now it's latched onto you.
Where the first film was a lower-budgeted slow burn, this one goes big with intensity. Not just with jump scares and sound effects, but with a pounding soundtrack meant to be heard in the loudest cinema possible. Along with Trap, it's the second What If This Happened to Taylor Swift thriller this year.
You are in the middle of a big world tour.
You okay?
Naomi Scott is the MVP, carrying the film and never behaving like the horror genre is beneath her. Her commitment to the character keeps things real, even if it is loaded with dark fantasy.
You're not in control! I am!
Like other movies about a curse following victims, like The Ring or It Follows, the Smile series offers some interesting allegorical moments, even if the trauma as horror trope is a bit overworked.
Stop smiling at me!
Visually interesting and loaded with shocking moments, Smile 2 gets 3.5 grins out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.